Hello and welcome to the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY Radio. I'm your host, Max Blasky.
Today, I am joined by Kelsey Hadassall, the River Valley Extension Agent out of the Washington County office. How are you doing today, Kelsey?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So today, we're going to be talking about
pruning trees.
Yes, saving storm-damaged trees.
Exactly. With the recent storm damage, that is, I'm sure, on everyone's mind. You list off three steps, Kelsey. What's the most important step when it comes to pruning trees?
Well, the most important step when pruning trees is safety, of course. You want to make sure that you aren't going to put yourself in harm by getting out and trying to look at your landscape. So, of course, the first thing you want to do after a storm is make sure there's no down power lines that you're going to trip over or anything like that. You want to make sure there's no large limbs that are hanging and swaying around in the tree that could come down and hit you when you're trying to do some work. And then you kind of just want to clean up the area around your tree that you need to prune, just so you're not tripping over limbs and that kind of stuff.
All right, so we got the yard cleaned up. You have a few trees that you think can be saved. I guess that's probably the next step, right? Identify which trees can be saved?
Yes, the next step is whether or not it's feasible to save the tree. So it depends on how much your tree is damaged in the wind and in any possible tornadoes or severe weather that comes through. So the first thing you want to look at is if your bark is split and how bad it's split, if it ripped a branch off. So if you're seeing the middle part of your tree, of the main part of your trunk, then most likely a tree is split too far and it won't survive that because it won't be able to heal itself over. It's just too big of a wound and it took too much damage. So if that happens, unfortunately, the best thing to do is probably just cut it down and start over and plant a new tree.
All right. So you identified maybe a tree or two in your yard that you can save. What, I guess, is the third and final step when it comes to pruning and saving trees?
Yeah. So if your tree, you think it can be saved because it just has a few limbs here or there, even if there are a couple of larger limbs, more than likely you can save it. So what you want to do is just make good pruning cuts to cut those branches off. So it's already kind of ripped or broken in parts probably. So you want to just kind of remove that in what we call in like three different steps. Especially if it's a big, large branch on your tree, you want to take it off in sections. So you like cut all the way out at the edge first and like make a smaller cut and cut, just essentially remove some of that weight.
Yeah.
Because if you cut it all the way off at the trunk, you're going to probably cause more problems to your tree than if you would just cut it in sections. So you remove one end of it and just kind of drop some weight off. And then make what we call an undercut closer to the trunk. That way, if it does rip, you already have that broken spot there that it'll rip there instead of ripping all the way down the trunk of your tree. So if you make that undercut at first, and then you take off more of the weight, and then you can make that final cut on closer to the trunk. And you just want to make sure you're not cutting flush with that trunk. You want to leave just a little bit of room. There's a branch bark collar that you don't want to cut into. That's where the branch attaches to the trunk, where your limb attaches. You don't want to cut into that because that's where most of the healing comes from in that tree. So if you leave just a little bit of stump there on the edge of the trunk, it'll heal over for you quicker and will make you a healthier tree in the long run.
Now, you talked about that collar there. How much do you leave there off the trunk? About 8 inches or so?
Yeah, it kind of depends on how big the branch is that you're cutting. It's real easy to notice. It's right where it starts to curve, like where that curve is, where the branch attaches to the tree. That's where you don't want to cut into. So you just leave just outside of that start of that curve. That should leave you just enough room there that you won't have a huge stump sticking out of your tree still, but you won't cut into that collar.
You know, if people don't want to do this on their own or they're of an age where they can't do this anymore, what's the best way to reach someone to do it for them?
Yes, if the job is too big, by all means, don't tackle it yourself. There are a list. If you go online, it's to the Kansas Arborist Association, and they keep a running list of every certified arborist in the state. And so there you can look up what area you're from, and it'll give you a list of people that are certified in your area that you could call that could come out and take care of that job for you.
Yeah, some jobs are just too big. And to circle back, obviously the first thing we want everyone to do is stay safe throughout this process.
Yes, exactly. We've already had craziness happens with the storm. You don't need to do anything else. So if the job's too big, by all means, when it's time to call a professional, don't feel bad about that because sometimes that happens. They will also be able to help you figure out whether your tree can be saved or whether it's just time to cut off and plant a new one.
And you said it perfectly. They're professionals for a reason. That's
exactly
their job.
Yep.
So. All right, Kelsey, if anyone else has any more questions, if they want to, you know, tackle this project on their own, can they get a hold of you at the office there?
Yep, just call the Washington office over here, and I'll be happy to walk you through it or even come out and take a look at it.
What's the phone number over there to the Washington office if they do have a question, Kelsey?
785-325-2121.
All right. Perfect. I appreciate your time this morning. I will let you go.
Alrighty. Thanks for having me.
I want to thank Kelsey again for joining me on this week's Public Affairs program. And as always, we will see you again next week.